Kurt Michaels, a place we never went.
They just went, it was more a community operation they could do.
The train didn't meet in those days, except for the rural, and I wasn't a rural.
Ah, you came down to the WRI.
Well, I had to bring Mrs. Mackenzie the garden. It was part of Mr. Mackenzie's remuneration, I think, was having his wife shipped out once a month to the rural.
So that's really interesting. There wasn't, so you're saying there wasn't much of a like interaction between
there was
the
very
villages.
Little well as far as I was aware, of course, bear in mind I was an incomer, I maybe didn't see what was going on. But
they had their own village hall and everything.
We had the village hall, we had a shop, we had a church still functioning at Stralloch.
No, it's a private house.
People didn't have cars, the estate workers.
No.
The estate still had a lot of estate work.
People working
well,
there.
Well, quite a few anyway. It was not all put out to Ron Crichton contracts like it is now. They had.
There were real shepherds and tractormen,
but they didn't have an awful lot in the way of cars.
No, they didn't.
So they, no, there was not a lot of contact with Kirk Michael.
Because there was regular buses, you see, from Blairgowrie to Inichdhu. Well, they went up as far as Inichdhu.
What a bus!
The bus didn't
was
it?
There? I don't know. I never met.
I never met
a bus. Well, the Tuesday bus. It was a Tuesday
was
lunchtime.
There,
there was just the one bus. But I wasn't aware of any others apart from the school bus, of course. If you really wanted to. Go down at 8 o'clock in the morning and stay down until five o'clock
at night. Because once the children got to 12, they had to go to Blair School, you see, so you had to get the bus at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Go down,
I had to do that.
And then come back with the school children.
Back about 4:30, which they still do.
But there was the extra bus on a Tuesday lunchtime.
Yes.
Which was very annoying because that was the day that the library wasn't open.
Oh, was it?
So if your only real good reason for wanting to go to Blair was to go to the library, the bus was no use because it was on a Tuesday. The library was closed.
Oh.
I remember that. But no, Kirk Michael didn't impinge. It was a different world. There was something happening in the village hall every night of the week, I should think.
Really?
There was like balls
and strange things. Mr. Balfour organised things for the peasants because he didn't think they ought to watch the telly.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Well, it was perhaps apocryphal, but that was what I was told. Him and Mrs. Balfour could watch the ladies wrestling, but the peasants had to do improving things like the Rifle Club and the Dramatic Society and all those plays that he used to put. They used to put concerts.
Concerts, yes.
Concerts.
Everybody
and
did their bit, you know, the
well,
saga.
They did what they were told, I presume.
I suppose.
I can remember a formidable bursar we had at Kindrogan being in one of Mr. Balfour's concerts. What was her name? Miss Duncan. Did you ever meet Miss Duncan? Duncan, the bursar. She was the bursar when we arrived.
No, I don't remember.
And so we lived with her under her thumb for a couple of years, I should think. But I can remember her being in one of Mr. Balfour's performances at the village hall.
Violet used to organise
everything.
The place.
Dancing classes.
Yes.
He taught them to dance.
That's right. We did the Highland dance.
And then when he did his television watching.
Yes. Yes, it was a separate, and then down at the next village at Ballantoom, they were separate as well. They had their own village hall. Then you went to Bridge of Cali and they had their own village hall. So there was all the little communities. And then you see all the farm cottages were full of workers because you didn't have all the mechanism that you have now.
So you had to entertain them.
So there was a lot of people in the glen. There really was, wasn't there?
And you looked at Inichdhu, well, the students and student helps come into the field centre looked at Inichdhu and said, you know, there's no people here. And
no.
I said, well, you go to a whist drive on a Friday night and there'll be 13 tables.
Because they're all there then.
Four people at each one. They come out of the hills. You don't know where they come from, but they come.
what was that on another Thursday, did you say, of whist?
Eh?
Whist drives.
They had whist drives and they had concerts. And they had whistling competitions.
I think Papa won a whistling competition
at one point. I'm sure he did. And his brother Bob whistled as well. I thought Bob was better than Papa, but I think it was Papa that won it. I think so. Very simple entertainment, Richard. It really was, wasn't it?
Diddling.
Diddling as well.
I remember somebody diddling in Kirkmichael.
Do you remember that? And there really was hardly anyone had a car, Richard.
When we first came, there were very few cars.
There wasn't many cars.
So, and there was only a bus on a Tuesday?
Yes.
So,
actually, there was a perfectly
except the
good
school
shop.
Bus.
So there was no need to really.
And you had two
about.
Shops here, and one at Enochdoo and one at Ballantoon. So you had plenty of food.
There
and
were
the
two
vans
shops
all
in
came
Kirkmichael,
round.
Weren't there? Three, in fact, there were three shops in Kirkmichael.
Yes, there was. So post office and two shops. And then you had a butcher's van and a grocer's van came round as well. And the co-op came round. Yes.
The greengrocer, Davy Graham, came round with his greengrocer's van.
He had fish as well and all sorts. That was Anne Graham's father-in-law.
Really?
Davy came round with his van. I don't remember which day, but he came once a week.
Well, he certainly brought the veg to the field centre.
Yes, aye. He did that for a long, long time.